bad faith.
You lived there and didn't pay rent.
A tenant and landlord both cry foul.
What are you claiming the damage was?
The big holes in the walls, carpet was missing.
She's not giving you a whole redo on your house.
But words alone aren't enough.
Let's just cut to the chase. Who's going to show me the proof? I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Saeed Kanwar says former tenant Amy Hansen owes for rent and property damage. Amy is countersuing for the return of a security deposit and penalty fees.
Order. All rise. Case number 506 on the calendar, the matter of Kanwar versus Hansen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Kanwar, you were the landlord of the defendant for a period of time. You want rent and damages to the property that you claim she did to the property during the course of her tenancy. Ms. Hansen has a counterclaim. She says that you failed to do something with her security deposit, and therefore there are quadruple damages that you should be forced to suffer as a result of not letting her know what happened to her security deposit within a reasonable period of time. She's going to tell me about it. I have a feeling it's a lot of nonsense. She also says that some of the damage to the property she acknowledges, but that's just a paint job, and that with regard to your lease, the arrangement that you had, she was almost out of the property in November, so you're not entitled to November's rent, which is really what you're suing for, correct?
Rent, yes.
Rent and damage.
Yes.
So let's just cut to the chase. You were supposed to be out of the apartment when?
November 30th, 2013.
And did you pay rent for November?
I did not.
So you owe rent for November?
I do.
Great. And how much is her rent for November?
$1,546 plus late fee. Oh, $75.
$1,546. And how much of a security deposit did you have from her?
I have $1,700 only.
Is that correct?
That's not correct, Your Honor.
How much did you give him?
$2,250.
Who's going to show me the proof? I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. Proof?
I was actually unable to get the copy of the check from my bank. It would take longer than I had to prepare.
Well, do you have a lease?
Yes, I do.
How much security deposit does it say in the lease that was required?
$2,250.
That's what she gave you. Because otherwise you wouldn't have let her move in. Now, so far she owes you $1,546 for November's rent. Were you out in November?
I was.
Great. What day in November?
My belongings were out on the 15th. And I returned various times in the last 2 weeks.
So you used the entire premises for the month. You were there until the 15th at least.
Yes.
At least.
And
fine. So that's fair. Now I'd like to see the damage.
Your Honor.
So I'm kind of stuck on damage deposit. Can I show you my lease?
I want to see what damage you are alleging. Photographs.
Okay.
Photographs.
You started renting the property when, Ms. Hansen?
October 1st, 2008.
Oh, so you've been there a long time.
Very long time.
And you moved out the end of November 2013?
Yes, over 5 years.
When you were there, did the landlord do any painting?
No.
Did the landlord change any carpeting?
No.
Did the landlord change any appliances?
Yes.
Which appliances?
The water heater.
Because it broke?
Yes.
Well, he had to replace that.
Yes.
But no other appliances?
No.
Okay. Did you leave a lot of stuff in the house?
No, not at the end. I believe those pictures were taken before I was completely had everything out.
Do you have your pictures of when you were completely out of the house?
I did not take pictures on
Why
our
not?
Walkthrough because actually the day before my walkthrough, the night before.
Is this before or after, sir?
This is before, after the carpet was gone.
What?
Once they took out the carpet and the paint was done.
What are you claiming the damage was, sir,
what
to your premises?
That's not painted.
Shh, don't All speak right. to him. What are you claiming the damage was?
The paint, the big holes in the walls, the carpet was missing. Well, we agreed that she will take it out, but she didn't even let me see that. She said, I'm going to just take it out because you're going to have to replace it.
Well, you have to replace it anyway
after
5 years.
The car,
how many people lived in the house, Ms. Hanson?
5 for the first 3 years and 4 for the last 2.
Yeah. And you have to paint anyway after 5 years. I want to know what damage. Listen to me.
Not to fill the holes. They were like 6.
They, when they paint, they fill in the spackle.
Well, tell me something, sir. The 6-inch holes. What?
Listen to me very carefully.
There are pictures that I...
Listen to me very carefully.
Okay.
Other than paint and carpet, which you would have to do anyway, and that includes spackling the walls, what damage? Did she break doors?
Yep. There are dented doors. There are pictures of that.
Okay. So what I want you to do is show me dented doors and items that you claim were broken by the defendant. Show this to him, please.
The pictures show that there were a couple of folding laundry doors and
stuff. Listen to me. Show me. Don't speak. Show me.
They're your pictures.
Pictures?
In the picture, the damaged property.
Right here, one of the door sitting here. She never cared to change the filter. Fridge. That's another door that was missing or put out in garage. Mm-mm. Here is the garage wall that's busted. Looks like they were playing football in there. Her kids were using the walls as drawing board.
I don't want to see any walls. Don't make me look at any walls, sir.
This is a tower wall or the towel bar that's broken in the bathroom.
Which I acknowledged.
So that's another towel bar that's missing. That's the microwave handle that's broken.
Just a minute. Listen to me carefully. Mr. Kanwar, are you telling me that a 5-year-old microwave you're not going to replace for a new tenant?
I've never done that. I've been renting.
Let me tell you, you should. You can buy a microwave for $100.
You shouldn't tell us.
You should replace it. Listen to me carefully. I'm so far sympathetic with you about your $1,546 in rent. I'm going to look at the broken items. She's not giving you a whole redo on your house.
I understand.
She was a tenant for 5 years. You replaced nothing. You didn't paint once in 5 years. Most landlords paint every 3 years. You didn't paint once. Carpeting, you should say thank you for picking up the carpeting, because after 5 years with 4 or 5 people living in a place, and I don't know when you put that carpeting in, sir, because you don't have those pictures. Pay careful attention to me. You should say thank you for picking up the carpeting. Otherwise, you would have to pay somebody to take out the carpeting before you put in new carpeting. Now, I'm going to take a look at the pictures. Annoy me by showing me holes in the walls, I'm going to give you your rent and say goodbye, and then I'm going to go to her counterclaim.
Do you
understand, Mr. Kanwar?
Handle.
Mr. Kanwar, Ms. Hanson was a paying tenant for 5 years. You kept her rent, which I assume she paid you every month, with the exception of November. That sounds to me like a good tenant.
Not after they wrecked the home.
Well, that's your problem. Should have done an inspection. Your lease permits you to go in there and look at your property, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, then, you snooze, you lose. Go buy a new microwave. All right, now you acknowledge the 2 doors.
1 door.
Tell me about the door.
The closet door. It's the one that's kind of laying down. I was changing the light bulb in the laundry room, and I kind of lost my balance and landed on it, and it broke on the bottom.
Do you have a bill for that door?
I do not have any more money left after
just
doing
a second.
All these repairs.
Do you have a bill for that door? Listen to me. I'm prepared to credit you because she acknowledges she broke that door. Do you have a bill for that door?
I have an estimate from Home Depot that I printed because it.
Just tell me what the estimate for that door is.
I have it.
Oh, there you go.
I'd like you to, maybe you can find it faster. Is that the one he gave you?
Yes, he gave me an estimate from a place, which I acknowledge is pretty fair price for the door, but he charged shipping and handling on every piece. So the door came in at $111, and he wanted to charge me an extra $55 for shipping.
Well, who's going to bring the door to his house?
True.
So the door is $111, so it's $160. All right. Now, the towel bar you say you acknowledge, is that correct?
Yes. One towel bar. The other one I don't.
Fine. Do you have the bill for the towel bar? Oh, I love this. I went to postgraduate school for how many years to do this? Do we have the bill for the towel bar?
Well, again, I have an estimate here.
What's the estimate for the towel bar?
I have it. It's $24.49.
$25. How's that?
It's fine.
Okay. So we have $15.46.
Plus late
plus
fee.
$160 plus $25 equals $1,731. That's $1,731 you owe him. Now, what I'm going to do, Mr. Kanwar, is to take $2,250 minus $1,731 equals you owe her $519 because she wants part of her security deposit back, which you have, which the lease says is $2,250. Now, you have another part of your counterclaim, which is sort of nonsense, but I'm going to listen to it anyway. And now it's very late for lunch, so I want you to tell me exactly what you think, in addition to the difference in your security deposit and what you acknowledge you owe him, why you think he should pay you $5,000.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you have the right to sue your landlord because he didn't return your security deposit within 30 days, don't you think that he should be able to sue you for twice your rent since you didn't pay rent?
And later today,
she harassed me. She threatened to kill me. She talked about my family. She stalked me. She was outside my building coming into the area.
What did that have to do with the remainder of the loan?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Saeed Kanwar is suing his former tenant, Amy Hansen, for unpaid rent and for damaging his rental property.
Go ahead.
Well, the law in my state provides that a landlord has 21 days after vacating the property, if given proper address, forwarding address, to return a security deposit or a written notice stating what he did with it. I did not hear from Mr. Kanwar. I moved out on, actually, my last day in the property was the 29th of November because he locked me out and didn't let me finish cleaning. So he said he secured his property after the 29th. Therefore, I was not let in to fix anything. I gave him my proper address on November 27th. Before moving out, I was very forthcoming about where I was going, what was happening. I was receiving text messages and emails from him daily, 33 emails to be exact, over this. And he didn't contact me. I did not hear from him until January 27th.
Why didn't you pay him his rent in November?
I didn't have the money,
Your Honor. Well, that's too bad. Is there a law in your state that says if you don't pay rent, you get four times the rent? Shh, listen to me. I'm in a very, very good position here because I'm an arbitrator. I don't have to follow the statute of any state. But if I were going to follow a statute of a state, I would follow the statute of the state that was fair. You're saying because he didn't return your security deposit or notify you within 30 days or 60 days, you're entitled to four times your security deposit. Therefore, you're suing him on your counterclaim for $5,000. I'm saying to you, conversely, now, you're the tenant. You didn't pay your November's rent. Should he be able to get four times the rent from you because you didn't pay November's rent? Because that's not, just a second. I'm asking you a question. That requires an answer. Wouldn't that be fair? He didn't notify you about your security deposit within what your statute provides for, and you didn't pay his rent, and the rent was required by the lease. Wouldn't that be fair if you didn't pay your rent that he could sue you for four times rent?
He tried to sue me for four times the damages.
Just a second. He says that there were damages, and you know that there were more.
There were a few, absolutely.
And you know that there were. That's not my question to you. My question to you is a simple one. If you have the right to sue your landlord because he didn't return your security deposit within 30 days, don't you think that he should be able to sue you for twice your rent since you didn't pay rent in November?
If I believed that he did it, he did this in bad faith.
Well, you did it in bad faith. You lived there and didn't pay rent. That's not good faith. That's bad faith.
And I was locked out.
Your counterclaim for double, triple, or quadruple damages is absolutely 100% denied. However, he has to return some of your security deposit to you, $519. So on your counterclaim, you get $519. That's all you get, nothing. Goodbye.
No, but that's not fair. That's not right.
Today is not your day, Mr.
Look at the pictures. Look at the pictures. Look at the total amount of damage.
Excuse me, step out.
If anything, she owes me money. I don't owe her a penny.
He, in bad faith, did not tell me what he did with my security deposit until 3 months later.
It looked like animals were living there.
Normal wear and tear, 5 years, three boys.
Well, I have added 6-month inspection to my leases, thanks to her.
Just maybe communicate a little bit more.
Just have to keep checking on my tenants.
Pictures. Take pictures and call on every little thing that breaks.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Comrez versus Bryant. Step forward.
Diane Comrez is suing her former friend, Cynthia Bryant, for an unpaid loan to pay her bills.
Ms. Cummers, I gather from your complaint that you met the defendant through her ice cream shop. Your hairdresser was in the same area as her ice cream shop?
Yes, a couple of doors down.
And you became friends. There came a time back in the summertime that Ms. Bryant told you that she was having some serious financial difficulties. It is your claim that you made a loan to her in the amount of $1,000, and the loan was to be repaid shortly, within a couple of months. You told her that you needed the money because it was your rent money you had budgeted. Ms. Bryant was not forthcoming with the money. Ultimately, according to you, in November of 2013, she did in fact give you $350.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you acknowledge that you gave her $350.
Yes, I do.
For my own interest, what did you give her $350 for?
It was part of the payment of the
payment for what?
For $1,000 that she loaned me.
Right. So now we acknowledge, you and I, that it was a loan, because that's what you just said. It was part of the payment for the $300 for money that she loaned me.
Correct.
Well, then could you explain to me, Ms. Bryant, why you say she helped me by giving me $1,000 for my business and just said to pay her back when business was good?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's lying about the harassment and the stock.
I don't care about that.
Oh.
You should harass her. She owed you money.
Okay.
You know, you call it harassment. She calls it trying to collect the money that you owe from her.
Threaten to kill me?
Well.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Diane Comrades says her former friend, Cynthia Bryant, owes for a loan to pay her bills. Cynthia is countersuing for defamation of character.
Go ahead.
Well, I actually told her that I would pay it back when I get my financial aid. I'm also a full-time student. And I told her that I would pay her, and I got tied up in some type of unfinished business with the financial aid. And when I got it, I paid her the first payment, and then I didn't get the next payment until January. And that was after the lawsuit has already, she already filed the lawsuit.
All right, so then we have an easy case. So then you acknowledge you owe her the remainder of that money.
Well, I don't feel that I owe her at this point because she harassed me. She threatened to kill me. She talked about my family. She stalked me. She was outside my building coming into the area.
What did that have to do with the remainder of the loan?
Because I lost money, because every time she came in the neighborhood just to cut down the chaos and confusion, I closed my shop and I lost money.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Anything else you want to tell me?
Yes, Your Honor. She's lying.
I don't care. No, you don't want to say she's lying because okay. She acknowledged that she owes you the $650.
About the harassment and the stalking.
I don't care about that.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Going to get to that in a second.
Oh, okay.
You should harass her. She owed you money.
Okay.
You know, you call it harassment. She calls it trying to collect the money that you owe from her.
Threaten to kill me?
Well, you know. That
was a public announcement. I didn't threaten to kill you.
When does a loan become a gift?
I'm not aware.
When it's due. How many people are employed in your business?
Part-time, on and off. That's depends, seasonal, three.
Three. And how many years have you been going to school?
I enrolled in August of 2010, but I started part-time and then I went full-time.
There's no reason why you didn't pay her the $650.
Well, my financial aid, it put a hold on it here. It shows you where I got
What does that have to do with our money?
Judge Judy continues. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, she says you told her you'd pay her back when you got your Social Security check from somebody.
I don't have no Social Security check.
No, not you. Somebody else. You want to tell me about that, Ms. Comrades?
She told me that she had a tenant that lived in the back of her, and that her tenant was receiving GR.
What's GR?
General relief, and that it was being transferred over to Social Security, and she was going to be the payee, and that when she got that she would be able to take care of it. So therefore...
Okay, but that's the whole story she gave you. That she had a tenant who was getting general relief, but then was going to get Social Security disability.
Yes.
And then she was going to become the payee of that.
Yes.
So she'd be able to give you your money.
Yes.
It's a lot of information, but makes it all the more interesting. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $650. Your counterclaim for harassment is dismissed. Goodbye.
Well, why would it be dismissed?
Just because I dismissed it.
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Conflict in the workplace.
How many other people in the company inappropriately touched you?
A total of 8.
Next Judge Judy.
I mean, yeah, I owed the money. Well, I mean, I'm glad that I only have to pay her what's owed and not what she was actually trying to sue me for.
I'm happy that this is over because it was quite stressful. However, I didn't get all the money that was due me.
She cussed me, left threatening messages on my phone.
She does deserve to die.
Told me that she would kill me, that my life wasn't worth living and people been killed for less money than $1,000.
Anybody that's that stupid that thinks she's a user, she's a scammer, she doesn't deserve to live.
And that she would actually kill me.
She wasn't harassed. You owe me, pay me my money.
She's crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. We'll be right back.